Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her.
I ain't letting any bitch get away with shit. I don't know what the fuck. All right. I know everybody got shit to do today. I got shit to do. I bought me a new Rottweiler, so I'm finna. You might be hearing this motherfucker crying because he don't like being in this cage, but you know we gotta do it. But you got decisions to make, and there's always a fork in the road. Do I go left? Do I go right? What do you do when you're not sure and you come to that goddamn fork? It is really hard to decide which is the correct path. But in my book, either path I choose will have to do. Left or right, I mean, there is a correct or, you know, the best path. I don't know what it is. But I'm certainly going to choose, and I'm going on that path. That motherfucker going to have to work. Now, if I don't make a choice, I'm going to be stuck at the fork. Come on, who want to be stuck at the fork? Now, the deduction I make is based on street smarts. I don't make a deduction based on what I learned in school. Book smarts will have your ass at the fork too long. So choices at times are very difficult to make, but you have, but not, no, not you have. Have you? Have you thought about what will happen if you don't make a goddamn choice? You know, I get a lot of dudes who haven't bought my course, but according to them, they're thinking about it. A lot of them tell me they get faced with situations or a situation, and they can't decide what to do. There's a lot of reasons why you can't decide what to do, but the biggest one is that you can't trust what you think. The biggest one is that you've been lying to yourself so much and you've accepted that you're a liar. So you already know you cannot accept what you think. So if you can't accept what you think, how are you going to do or make a move? That's why you guys don't. If you're honest, you'll realize the decision isn't that difficult to make. Especially, I mean, once you understood what's going to benefit you. Well, it shouldn't be difficult to make once you realize that. And I really don't like it when a motherfucker, especially alumni, asks the question. And as they ask the question, they say several things they could have done. I mean, come on. How are you going to have several things that you could have done and need to talk to me? See, what is the purpose of having confidence if when you have options, you're scared to make a decision? You got to remember, confidence ain't going to fucking make decisions for you. It's only going to make you more comfortable in your choices. But you do have to choose. Nobody chooses for you. Get this through your head. Now, at this point, when you choose and your choice is correct, you're going to get a surge. And believe it or not, if you've done your due diligence, you're going to undoubtedly make the right choice. And making that right choice is going to make a believer in you or out of you. Most times when you're making changes, the initial information seems to just jump out at you and you feel like, you know, things just might be all right. But then a few weeks later, you don't feel the same. There's two things going on. The first thing that's going on is that information ain't new anymore. And that new, that it's just not new anymore. And the newness has worn off. So you're not as thrilled to go at it as you were when you first got it. Now, if, you know, you want what it has to offer, you got to push yourself at that point. You can't break at that point. The first thing, just because it's new to you and it's not new to you anymore, don't mean it has less value. When it was new, you was keen on using it, but once you've seen the work it takes, you backed off a little. Come on, man. Nothing's free. Nothing's easy. You got to tighten up and stay down. Now, the second thing that's going on is you're only now seeing that you got to really put a genuine effort in getting what's in there for you. See, new information got to marinate, not a long time, but you surely ain't going to be able to really grasp it all at first. New information attracts you quickly, but it needs to settle in to your environment before it really shows its true value for you. When I get new information after I understand it, I look for the best environment to try it out in, and that's the first place I go. I mean, when I figure it out, that's not the first place I go. What I'm saying is I want to figure out the best place, so the first place I go is the best place. So what I'm saying, goddammit, the thing is, you know, all of us take care of our hygiene because we've grown up knowing we got to be fresh. We want to face the world fresh. That includes your mouth, your face, your hair, your body. All that should be fresh for the world, but most of you are forgetting something. Before you leave, you got to make sure you refresh your mental state of mind. You got to do a quick weeding of your garden, you know, and watch how much better you feel about facing the day. Hygiene works best if done daily and enthusiastically. Now, all this shit ties together when you're about to embark on a mission to go higher. You know, some people think they need a motivator to get to the next plateau. Well, who said it would be a person? Motivation comes in many forms. Some do come in the form of a person telling you, you know, a lot of things to improve yourself. Some come in the form of you witnessing something. But I found the best one comes in the form of working hard for something, which will make you an opinionated guy. Now, what's good about being opinionated, you ask? First and foremost, it's good to have an opinion on things, you know, going on. Secondly, it's even better to have an opinion that you're brave enough to voice. Many of you stop there, but that's only having an opinion, and we all know opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one of them. So I asked about being opinionated. This is a totally different animal than having an opinion. Opinionated means your opinion is all that matters to you. You do agree that other people should and can have an opinion on something you're talking about, but it doesn't register to you. 706, what's going on? Hold on a second, man. Hello? Hello? Hey, look, listen, when I'm doing a video, I got to call you back. All right, bye. Okay, what's up, 706, I didn't pull you in, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man, what's happening?
Yo, what's happening?
Everything's good with me, bro. Yeah, I got you.
Man, that's good. You know, I ain't going to never fake funk kick it, man. I ain't going to lie. There's been one new fear I've been having, man, and it's dealing with commitment, you know. Before I got laced, you know, I mean, I used to be a scrub at that point. I mean, I used to be a little weak, but now it's like I get nervous when I just think about being a one-woman man again. I don't know why it's that, but.
Wait, bro. You said something you scared of?
Yeah, man. I'm afraid of commitment.
Okay, all right. Wait, man. You said there's something you scared of, and you narrowed it down to when you decide to fuck with a particular woman?
Yeah.
Well, man, that's easy. You are totally bullshitting yourself when you think. When you thinking to yourself, you be telling yourself pure bullshit. That's why you still have the problems you have as far as thinking about talking to a woman. I don't know how it go when you talk to them, but just thinking about them, you give you fear. Come on, man. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing other than you be lying to yourself. Now, do you or do you not tell yourself the truth?
Yeah, I tell myself the truth.
What did you tell yourself was the reason why you didn't want to, or you had fear about talking to broads?
It's not the fear of talking to broads. It's like getting back into that marriage phase and stuff again. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, hold on, stop. Stop. No, I don't know what you're saying. So don't ask me. Don't say you know what I'm saying, because I don't. You wouldn't be on here if I knew what you were saying. So what I'm saying is, what the fuck did you tell yourself when you answered whatever fear you had? Because when I asked you that from Jump Street, you said, yeah, I have fear. Now you're trying to explain how you don't have fear.
The fear is on me.
Hey, listen. Bro, listen. Tell the truth or hang the phone up, man. I can't help you if you're going to be bullshitting me. Now, what do you tell yourself, or what did you tell yourself?
I told myself, man, maybe I ain't ready. Maybe that ain't for me.
Okay, now
maybe
stop.
I can't jump back to that side.
Stop. Excuse me. This is weed. Okay. Is that the truth? Maybe you ain't ready?
That's a lie.
That's a lie?
Yeah, I see what you're saying now.
No. Fuck that. You said that's a lie?
Yep.
Okay. So then you are ready.
Yep.
Then what's the fear? At first, the fear was you ain't ready. Now you're saying you are ready, so that can't be the fear. So what is the fear? Because you sure ain't fucking with bitches like you want to.
So failing at it again.
Well, that's fear. So then you either going to tell yourself the truth or you going to tell yourself some bullshit. Now, I don't know you. And I don't give a fuck which one you want to say unless you want to tell yourself the truth. Now, what is the fucking truth?
The truth is I've been down myself. And that's why
so,
I mean.
Bro, that is the truth. You got hella doubt. Now, why the fuck do you have it? Do you know that?
Because I ain't let go of the past.
Well, that could be a part of it. But the reason you have this doubt is that you tell yourself so many fucking lies, and you know you lying, and you try to make yourself believe it, but you can't. So when it's time to spit what you believe, you can't say shit because you know you're a liar. You know all the bullshit you believe is based on lies. So you know as soon as you say something, some bitch going to check you and you're going to be fucked up. And that's what's going to happen because you ain't telling yourself the truth. It wasn't really difficult, but it was harder than it should have been for you to tell the truth just now. So you can imagine if ain't nobody pressing you, you going with the first lie you tell yourself. Am I right or wrong, brother?
You right.
So what should you do? If you want to correct that fear you have and you want to get on the correct path to whatever you're trying to reach, what should you do? Come on, man.
Prepare myself for what? For what I need, for what I want.
Listen to me. Even that answer you gave right there, even though it has truth in it, it's a fucking lie. Because you can't do what you just said unless you do what you need to do first. You don't even know what that is, do you? Be honest.
I don't know.
Stop lying to yourself, man. So your thoughts can be based on some real shit. At least some shit that you believe enough to stand on. You can't stand on the bullshit you're telling yourself. It's like quicksand. If you try to stand on it, you're going to get sucked in. And you know it. That's why you just keep quiet. You ain't got to be like quicksand. Quicksand is some facade shit, look like real shit, but real land or solid land. But it ain't. You motherfucking step on it and get sucked in. So I'm saying, if you start lying, if you don't believe the truth, then you're getting sucked into what that makes you believe. And it makes you have false hope. It makes you believe in shit that is not true, and your ass suffered the consequences because you go out with that shit without realizing most motherfuckers in the real world can see through your shit. How about that, bro?
That's 100 right though.
I'm just saying, man, get with me, man. Because that's all I kick is 100. 3 minutes with me. 3 minutes with me that shows you hella shit. Think about 3 fucking months. Get with me, man. All you guys, quit fucking around. Get with me. I got so many motherfuckers selling my shit that's pirated. Some of you motherfuckers might already have my shit. And think you know whatever you know. Listen to me. My shit shows you enough to need answers. And if you can't get the answers, all you got is a lot of goddamn information. So if you can work with it, work with it. All right? I ain't even mad at the motherfuckers that's pirated my shit. because I didn't caught a lot of students that had bought my shit, pirated. And then when they want to get in Sidewalk University, I check for them and I don't have them in. You know, you can't get in Sidewalk University. So they going to pay. They pay for the Sidewalk University. And what they see in 1 week is that they didn't scratch the surface of my fucking goddamn course. Why? Because just like anything else, if it's up to you, you're going to do the least amount possible. But at Sidewalk University, it is not up to you. It's up to me. And I assign assignments that's going to get the psychological and the social aspects of what the fuck the assignment is asking you to do. Whereas you don't address none of that when you're doing it at home. You're just trying to do the course to catch a bitch. Come on, motherfuckers. You think I'm stupid? Although I did not know they was going to rip me off like they do. Once they did, I realized that they're just advertising for me. Because when any one of you motherfuckers buy that pirated shit and you have a question, who you going to call? Huh? You ain't finna call me because you know you been bad. But you might try to get the answer listening to my video because I talk about a lot of shit. You know, you might, your question might be, well, how do I use this to talk to a bitch? And one of my fucking videos might be about using something to talk to a bitch. So what I'm saying, wait till I make it, you might get the answer. But you bought the shit. Whenever you bought it, pirate it. I ain't caring. You're going to have to fuck with me at one point. Period. I'm just saying. Where was I at? Being opinionated. No, I think I went past that. Well, anyway, being opinionated versus having an opinion. It's a big difference. What I'm saying is, me being opinionated, I don't think you can have a opinionated don't mean you make people believe your opinion. Opinionated means whatever your thought is on the subject means more to you than whatever any other motherfucker's thought is. So you'll be quiet and let them say what they believe about the particular subject, but you'd be damned if you finna go for it. Opinionated means shit. You know, more than likely, you done more than the average motherfucker has done in the field that we talking about. Let's say it's sociology. I done did a hell of more shit than you with your fucking opinion. I'm opinionated because I done shit in the field that showed me this, that, and the other. I didn't read some goddamn shit that's supposed to work. I'm opinionated because I done did it, is tried and tested. Now, even though I got I'm opinionated, don't necessarily mean it's the correct answer. But what it is better than your answer because you ain't did shit but read some shit. Most people who are opinionated, as me, are well-schooled. But the best way, I'm telling you, you got to get the shit by trial and error. Showing you what time it is. Talking to some little ghetto ass, some little badass fucking kids that live in a millionaire fucking neighborhood is totally different than talking to some little badass kids living in the hood. So you can't say how to deal with badass kids without including where they live, what they do, how they, you know, survive. So what I'm saying, if you motherfucking want to get educated, I ain't against it. I'm not. But you got to know, getting educated isn't necessarily the best way of being educated. Think of this, education. If your instructor ain't sharp as a motherfucker, they can make you become dumbed down, becoming a motherfucking person with opinions. In many fucking cases, educators don't want you to think outside of the box. So the guy who learned shit, street shit, had to think outside the box in order to see tomorrow. So how, you know, can he look at his opinions? Well, if anything, his opinions, they guide, they're guiding factors to where he's trying to go in his life, his destiny. Most people's opinion are just that, an opinion. My opinion, and people like me opinion, 9 out of 10 times will be tied to, you know, something I believe deeply. And what I believe deeply is a major part of my personality. Therefore, it isn't something I take lightly. My opinions are a part of my destiny, as yours should be. Today is the day that you'll join the feast, as all kings do. I mean, you thought about, let's say, leaving her, but something makes you want to give it another shot. I'm telling you, the only way to give the motherfucker another shot is to have a different approach. And you got to put serious work in to have it. So you start right now, tonight. You look into baby's eyes and you let her know, I'm not having it no more. You want her to ask you questions about what do you mean, because she wants you to say whatever you're saying more definitively, which simply say it definitively. And she wants to resist because she you know, you've been soft for so fucking long, she can't imagine you coming up with something to stand up to her. But you have. So what I'm saying is, when she starts resisting, don't argue. Don't make a fuss about anything. Don't be mad. Just let her know one more time that you ain't having the shit no more. We talking about all the bullshit that's going on in the bed, how she's just ruling everything, how she just don't trust you, blah, 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 whatever the fuck. Now, when she says something, after you've been quiet a minute or two, look at her and don't say nothing. Just look at her. Now, she going to cook, and when she bring you your dinner, as she brings, say, yeah, thanks, baby, you know, but remain quiet. Ain't no talking. And when you finish eating, make sure you compliment baby on how well she cooked your meal. But there is no chatter. Later on, when you get dressed for bed, tell baby good night and turn over and go to sleep. In the morning, say hello and leave to work. Before you return from work, buy a couple of roses, a small card, and when you get home, tell your woman, hey, baby, this is our new beginning, and I ain't gonna start over again. But this time, don't let pussy come into play. This time, don't let none of that shit that softens you up come into play, because you're going to use it all. Because from the way you're acting, I mean, she can see something may change. All you got to do from that point is call the shots. Then you got to think of this. What is old? What's old? Yesterday's news, is yesterday's news old? I mean, do you realize that tomorrow will be that night? That's old. Anything happened tomorrow that night, it'll be old. And I try to tell myself to relax because I'm getting too old to run around like I do, thinking like I do. Then I think if I'm running around just to be running, I am too old for that kind of shit. But I'm running, paving the way for my golden years, which my golden years are right around the corner. And I know if I would have, you know, done this running earlier in my life, I would be bored to death right now with nothing to do. So I think old is what old does. You know, young motherfuckers run so that their golden years will be lived out in bliss. Old motherfuckers like me sit and enjoy the fruits of our earlier years' labor. I never did really just believe that shit. And now that I qualify to be an old motherfucker who sit and watch the days turn into night, I mean, I decided to pass on that shit and live for the new golden years, because the years they determined to be golden, 60s and 70s, that shit's outdated. Golden years are 85 plus. So if I put my efforts in overdrive, this shit I'm doing just might fit the bill for me in my golden years. If not, I'm going to just keep pushing. I mean, unless something happened to me to make me not able to push, then I hope you'll look out for me. I'm saying we got new words, jitail and pritail. Jitail and pritail. Jitail is for jails. And pritail is for prisons. I mean, you do know that prisons and jails are now like hotels and motels. I mean, since today, most of the goddamn prisons are for profit. It's the standard reason the authorities make sure that these motherfucking jails are at full occupancy. If they got some empty cells, they losing money. Now, this one time, the shit is across the board with white boys, too. Although it still affect minorities more. But simple shit like refusing to identify yourself is a reason enough now for the popo to charge you with something. Knowing you finna resist added another charge. And any little thing that at one time even the goddamn police would laugh at is now an arrestable offense. And your ass is going to have to go through the changes. I don't give a fuck what your right is. I don't give a fuck what you was doing. I don't give a fuck how wrong you think this police is. You going to have to go through whatever changes that charge means. Now, it's a fact. Anything for profit must have goods. So while you saying, okay, I didn't do this shit, I'm going to try to fight it. Now, the fucking judge, he look at, oh, this shit should only cost $75 going through the motions because he guilty. When you say, nah, man, I want to fight it. So now that $70 then turned into well over $1,000 because of the shit they got to go through and you got to go through. So what I'm saying is just fighting your case if you lose. you finna get a hell of a charge as far as time. Why? Because it's going to make them rich. So what I'm saying is, jails and prisons is just another asset for some fucking dude's portfolio these days. So it's up to you and me to stop letting them motherfuckers trick us into filing or filling they fucking jails up. They got vacancies and they want your ass to fill it. If it take you 30 days or if it take you 3 years, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Sometimes it's just not worth the fucking hassle. I mean, other times it is. So I'm saying choose wisely. The fork in the road makes you have to make a choice. And I ain't saying your choice is wrong. I'm just saying be willing to deal with it, whatever those consequences are. Even the way they accept prisoners is all about the least cost and the most profit. Now listen to me. If you are an older black motherfucker and you got some illnesses, your chances of going to one of these, you know, private prisons is almost the same as an older white motherfucker with illnesses. Because you both require extra care. And what I'm saying is private prisons prefer young, healthy, black and brown males because it costs them less than 10% of that $32,000 they get per inmate, per day, not per day, but however they, you know, round it out, like $5, $7 a day. White prisons, they use more of the resources in the prison. And that costs the prison more of its profit. An inmate who has an illness can end up costing the institution. And you know, they're not going to have that goddamn shit if it's for profit. The chosen commodity for this fucking shit I'm talking about is fucking black and brown motherfuckers. Healthy, young, black and brown motherfuckers. All I'm saying is for is just keep this shit in mind. The next time you get pulled over, good game for any man is priceless. Excuse me. So now, you want to know what's worth more than having priceless game? Knowing how to use it. Knowing when to use it. Let me tell this nigga. I'm Tay, what's up? It's cool as fuck, nigga, but you know I'm doing a video. All right, nigga, be cool. I'll call you back. Later. Knowing what to do, how to use it, you know, correctly. See, young motherfuckers who studied the game, you know, studied the game with me, I mean, they doing the do. There are young motherfuckers that won't, you know, get out and they fucked with me. And it's been like 7 or 8 of them. And each one of them, you know, all of them haven't kept in contact with me. But at least 4 young Rams, HD the Great, Q, shit, Boss Hog. I mean, motherfuckers, and you know, kept in contact with me. But this game is way sharper than the bullshit game that you motherfuckers be getting. So what I'm saying is they not copying me or trying to be carbon copies of me. They ain't letting me tell them how to do no pimping. They out there on the track, the same tracks that you motherfuckers claims are so dangerous, which they are. But the real motherfuckers don't sweat that kind of shit. That's little shit. They go along with the motherfucking game. They go out there and get more game with the game I laced them with. And I can only tell you, if that's the case, how to drive. You still got to get in the car, put it in gear, use the brakes, use the gas pedal, and steer that fucking steering wheel. Same with this game that y'all be playing with. You cannot tell the niggas I mentioned or any other motherfucker I didn't mention that got lazed by me the bullshit you guys be talking about. And once again, I dedicate my show to men. Men who represent real manhood. I don't dedicate it to pimps, although they definitely display real manhood. It's one thing in my life I did, really, to be, I'm gonna be honest, that I could, you know, be ashamed of. Excuse me. And I was part of what ultimately was a big part of the undoing of the game, the way, you know, we know it. I mean, it wasn't my intention, wasn't anybody who participated in the film intentions, and it wasn't even the producer's intentions. But American Pimp, I mean, that's directly responsible for the influx of so many undesirable people entering the game. And that was because, you know, if you went back to the Mac and whatever pimp movies back then, you didn't see no influx of undesirable motherfuckers. There was one or two people inspired by the shit, but not an influx. And that was because in the Mac, Goldie had Us and Downs, and then all them other pimp movies, you know, the other dangers were shown and prevalent. But American Pimp, all it showed was success. That's all it showed. Now, I know Dre went to jail, but that didn't really show the negative side of it, you know, the game. Don't get me wrong. Jail in any form is negative. But we also shine so broadly, and none of us spoke of the pitfalls therein. So it was like inviting unqualified motherfuckers to try to live his lifestyle. Now, what I'm saying is this. Even Dre, he was in jail. What motherfucker have cameras and shit in his jail cell? Come on, man. I mean, he was in there. Don't get me wrong. But shit, man. The big reason, or one of the big reasons I kicked this game like I do. Shit, because if I would have actually held close to the tradition of not telling anybody about this motherfucking game, I wouldn't have encouraged the niggas that I did to get on that goddamn film and have motherfuckers love us so much like they did. Almost a billion people seen that goddamn film. And you probably don't know this. American Pimp played on premium channels for over 10 years. From 98 to 09, it played. It overexposed the luxuries I and all the real niggas, you know, truly earned. It just overexposed it. And we made it look so attractive. When I was at Sundance, them regular white women, can I take a picture with you? Is this how it looks like a whore? I mean, they asked me all this goddamn shit. So what I'm saying is, the real culprit, though, this crack cocaine, because, you know, if many pimps wouldn't have been taken out of the motherfucking Alabama about it, I mean, they would have been on the scene to run the fake dudes off. So many of them, they got taken out by that dope. that those young fakes came in and they just didn't get Bogarted on. All these motherfuckers who are studying to be priests. Oh, wait a minute. I mean studying to become pimps. You should take advantage of my course. Because you think I'm trying to sell you some bullshit. But a few of the motherfuckers who bought my course have all thanked me and apologized for thinking that I was trying to beat them. Because, yes, they did think that. What it takes to be a motherfucker is more than saying you want, which is all you guys do. I know only 0.5% of you motherfuckers is on here right now will use the information to better your hand as a man. And this is because out of 1,000 motherfuckers, maybe one of them will be qualified to be a man. Maybe. Because this ain't no rap shit. This ain't no hustling. This is the abadabba that's going to get you to where you want to go. You know, to where you know you are a qualified man. This ain't something you can claim. Unless you're going to be about it. You can't talk about it. You got to be about it. And I never thought just anybody could rap. I thought only real rappers can rap. But as you see, excuse me, and admit it, you guys have fucked the rap game up too. Because underqualified people are designating themselves as being, you know, the next Jay-Z or Tupac. Just as these underqualified dudes are fucking up the game I love, they're fucking up the rap game. Soon they have eliminated what rappers work so hard to implement. And when you complain, they're going to call you dinosaurs. You know, them gangster rappers used to talk about gangster shit, period. Gangster rappers talking about fucking a bitch and going and peel off money in the goddamn strip joint and whatever the fuck. Now, all that's gangster, I guess, man. You got to watch out for progress. It could very well be a tool being used to make you accept regression. What does my focal course have to offer? You know, those of you motherfuckers who listen to my video on the man tip, what do I have to offer? First off, is going to my shit show you how to stand on what you believe and how to help what you believe manifest into becoming you, not me. Second, it shows you the importance of having principles as a man. I'm talking about real principles of a man, you know, and how having those principles forces women to respect you. You know, I teach you what forces them to respect you. It's that you're not accepting anything less than that respect. Third, when you have principles, they create boundaries that must be adhered to. And once you have principles and boundaries, which if you admit, you don't have anything right now, excuse me, you become a man. I got something in my throat. You become a man of integrity. And the woman you're speaking with will cream on you because you just might be the first man she's met with any integrity at all. And the reason real men catch is because that's what real men do. Catch women. You know, I wonder if I can get a response from one of you today, motherfucking men, who got a crew of women, like men supposed to, that you can respond. Oh, shit, 215, you ain't trying to answer that question that fast. 215, what's up?
What's going on, brother? What's going on?
Hey, I'm good.
First, I want to identify myself, so You know, my name is Taekwondo. I got a huge following on the YouTube community, but I didn't want to make this about me. I wanted to come here and pay you your respects, man, because you be kicking a lot of game on this motherfucker. And you know, one thing I see about you that is lost, I feel like, in my generation, because I'm 21 years old, is that
right.
You have this art to your speech, this art to your poise, you know, your delivery. And you know, that not just through the storytelling, but in the points you make in the conversation. And I love to just sit there and watch that shit, man, because ain't nobody really got no flavor in that shit. You know what I'm saying? With
yes,
the subject,
I know. Hey, bro, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. The things that you like about what I'm doing, where do you think that shit come from? Or how do you think I got that? You say I got a way of talking, blah, blah, blah.
Well, my question, you know, in my experience, I feel like some people just have a inclination towards it. You know what I mean? I feel like some people appreciate that. It's like playing the guitar. You know, everybody don't play with soul.
Hey,
you know
listen
I mean?
To me, brother, listen.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is why you guys can't do it, because it's nothing like that. It's because you have tried so many times to catch a bitch, saying this, saying that, saying it this way, saying it that way, you know, coming at this, you know, approach. You didn't try so many of them that you just fucking know how to tell the story. Because you know initially that first hello is going to attract them or not. So you got to make sure of all this while you talking. And then as you talk, you got to be having something that's intriguing her enough to want to sit here and listen to you, because you know you talking shit. Not bullshit, but shit that the average person, bitch, ain't going to know nothing about.
100.
So my point is that's what you guys don't do. You don't practice the art. All you do is know or have heard of the end result of having this art, so you expect to have it because you know about it. But you don't fucking go out and earn it like we did.
Can I push back on something in that, just to play devil's advocate?
Come
well,
on.
You know, I'm from Philly, so like that, you know, when it comes to poaching,
Philly,
being outside,
fucking,
man,
hey,
like,
what, are you the Fresh Prince?
No, I'm just
who
saying, when it came to making videos
from,
online.
Right there. Hey, bro, right there you got ranked. Right there you said you ain't shit. Because you talking
about
Philly.
No, brother, let me
talk about
let me make
Philly.
The point.
No,
Philly,
the point
Philly
is
make
you
me,
don't need
but
to identify with that shit. Okay, make your point, man.
Yeah, the point being is that growing up, we didn't rely on that. You know what I'm saying? Dudes
you didn't
just,
rely
you used
on
to go
what?
To the mall and just compete.
Wait, you didn't
we had
rely,
to rely
on what?
Social media, you know, and appearances and stuff like that. We used to go to the mall and
who,
test each other.
Hey,
say,
bro,
hey,
are you trying to say a motherfucker? Hey, bro, are you trying to
yeah,
say a motherfucker from the 80s relied on social media?
I'm trying to say y'all was outside.
Yeah, but still, see, what I'm saying is punk shit always come out when a punk motherfucker is talking. What I'm saying, you said social media. That's computer shit. What we did was real shit in your face, live, on the street, right now. It has shit to do with no media or nothing. So what I'm saying, bro, that's what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You just want to turn something in to what you're saying so what you're saying can sound like it's right. But you on a show where a motherfucker gonna smash you with fucking punk shit, and that was punk shit.
I respect it, but my point, you know, my point
hey,
being
you ain't got
is
no
that.
Point. You ain't got no point, because you're talking points, punk ass shit. Shut your fucking mouth. You ain't got no point. Period.
I disagree there, and I'm going to push back on that.
You can disagree, take that shit out with you and your friends or whoever tonight, and hopefully you're going to have whatever you're trying to get with that bullshit. But on this show, you're getting smashed with punk shit. Now, bye. Hey, 513, what's up?
Bit of dose.
What's up, man?
Oh, shit. That's the first time I got through. I wanted to know something, bud.
What is
why it? Why do we do the shit that we know we supposed to do, but we don't do the shit?
Okay, now wait. Now listen to me. You asked the question, why do we do when we don't get the shit that we know we supposed to do?
Exactly. Say, for instance, we know the shit that we supposed to do, but we don't never keep doing the shit, bud.
Okay, so you must have meant why we don't do the shit that we know we supposed to do.
Exactly.
Okay. Why we don't. I always do. I don't ever not do what I'm supposed to do. Now, I attribute that because when I say I want something or I'm doing something to achieve something, I ain't lying to myself. I'm making moves towards that. So, to me, when you full of shit, you won't do what the fuck you say you're going to do. You don't care what come out your mouth. I care what come out my mouth.
I smell you. I'm definitely picking up what you're putting down.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. I got several more calls. I mean, let me get them. 678, what's going on? Oh, 678, you just got off. 562, what's up?
Hello, what's up, Rose?
Ain't nothing. It's cool. What's happening with you?
Just chilling right here. Shoot, damn.
What's your question, bro?
To be honest, I don't have a question. I just wanted to chop it up with you.
How? How are you going to chop it up if you ain't got no questions? Unless you got something to say, and don't sound like you have nothing to say because you barely can talk. What's up?
I just wanted to talk to somebody like you and just
stop. Listen. One problem, you sound like a youngster. One problem you youngsters have is you say shit like, listen to me, brother. Fuck no, I don't know. How the fuck do I know what you saying? How the fuck did that bitch know what you thinking when you say, you know? Hey, that's a turnoff, bro, because that means you can't talk. That means you can't even express what's on your mind. So that definitely means you can't take care of nothing outside of you. So you got to show that you taking care of yourself because you know how to talk. All right, bro?
Yeah.
So stop with that you-know bullshit and just say whatever the fuck it is you want to say.
Yeah. All right, then, Rose, but I'm going to let you go real quick.
No, man. Don't punk out. Why you going to punk out like that?
Oh, I just wanted to say what's up because I think I'm going
to
go back inside with my family.
Hey, stop. Start over, and if you wanted to say what's up, blah, 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 say it. Fuck the seconds. Just say it, man. Say whatever it is you wanted to say like a man say what he want
to
say.
Oh, I just wanted to go, pimp on these hoes.
You don't want to pimp on the hoe, man, because you can't even talk. You can't express yourself. So that's why you ain't never ran into a bitch almost wanting to do some hoeing. Because you be fooling yourself, and you don't know I even appear to be a motherfucker capable of pimping on a bitch. So when you walk up
what
to
about
a bitch,
if you're,
what?
What about if you're, like, dressed well and you got on your Stacey
I
Adams?
I look like your mama bought you some clothes, motherfucker, because you sound like a kid with no fucking game. So your mama or your daddy or whoever bought you some clothes. What's that mean? You can do some pimping because you dress. I'm telling you, this is what's wrong with you guys. You have the wrong perception of this shit. Did them clothes buy you?
No.
You bought the clothes, right?
Yeah.
So you should make the clothes. The clothes shouldn't make you. Bro, get some game so you know what I just dropped on you, brother. 469, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Brendo? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to give you flowers, man. I just wanted to tell you how much I'm grateful for you really just being able to give me information and how to make sure to be mindful of my words and you know, just be confident in myself, man. I just want to hop on here and tell you I'm grateful for you, bro.
Hey, listen to me, man. That compliment, I appreciate it. But that's one of the few times I got that compliment. And I don't know if you guys heard him. Be conscious of your words. Be conscious of what is coming out of your mouth. 9 out of 10 times, that's why you missing. The shit coming out your mouth don't add up to nothing that looked like anything about you. You're talking some shit.
You know,
you're talking about you a jet scientist and your motherfucking ass riding a tricycle. I mean, you know, I'm just joking, but my point is what you say have to be reflected in how or who you are. And, bro, that comes from being conscious of your words. I love that, brother. That was dope.
Appreciate you, dog. Appreciate you, man. I'm going to get off. I'm going to let these other cats give you
some questions. All right, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Bless you, bro.
You know it. See, the thing about me that some of you haven't realized is that I am seriously about you. I ain't trying to come get no bitch you got. I ain't trying to, I mean, you know, what the fuck can I get from you? Maybe if you want the course, yeah. But that's something you want to give a brother. My point is this. It's about little things like that last brother being conscious of his words. Think about that, man. If he is conscious of his words, or if he's become more conscious of his words from fucking with me, look what he got. Look what the fucking motherfucker learned. I don't know how much he listened to me, but sound like he do listen to me. But my point is that is a big deal. Might not sound like shit, but that's a big deal, being conscious of what the fuck you say. Man, any motherfucking way. The reason real men catch is because that's what we do. We catch women. And I wonder if I can get a response from, you know, one of you today, men, who have a couple of women, like men used to, well, actually supposed to do, but you know, like at least used to. I ain't saying you got to be a cheater. What I'm saying is when you not married, you supposed to have a gang of women. And you have a gang of women so that you can see different kind of women's attitudes and shit. So that you can know which one you like. You can't motherfucking only have experience with one woman. And then this is, you choose her and that's it for you for the rest of your life. Well, I'm saying is if y'all stay together, fine. But if y'all don't and you only fucked with her, you're going to have a hell of a time catching another woman. Whereas if same situation and whatever happened, and you before you call her, you had been fucking with a gang of women, you wouldn't do nothing but know how to fuck with a gang of women again. You might be a little short on making it last because you learned that with baby, but y'all ain't fucking around now. But anyway, I mean, you can think about what I just said with a number if you want to, but we know that's going to make you a computer motherfucker and a liar. So if you really want to have more than one woman, you know, your response will have some game in it. You know, there you have it. Otherwise, are you one of these guys that have more than one woman today? Now, you know, if you really had it, you would just say something that at least would have some insight about how you have it. And there you have it. Not one of you going to respond. Not one of you have responded. And I know you ain't going to respond. Because none of you have a crew. If someone does respond and have a crew, he's going to be of the old school tradition. He going to have that old school shit in him. Old school youngsters are the only today motherfuckers with crews. I hardly ever hear from a motherfucker with old school, you know, game. But that's because he real about it and he got a crew and he be busy. So, you know, you can tell when a motherfucker has a crew. When one of them old school motherfucking youngsters, they may or may not have gotten my course, but when they get in contact with me and they about this old school and they got a problem, whatever, they want coaching or something, he begins his story with what's going on. Yet, before he can get through the story, he brings up another broad who's in pocket. You know, he makes the comparison to show what he means. Then as he tells his fucking story, different bitches be coming into play. I can hear pimping in this conversation, you know, because he got a crew. Shit. This motherfucker know that the information he's seeking is going to help him with his other broads, too. He might be talking to me about this broad in that particular situation. But he know he going to take it and twist it and apply it to his whole game. Now, why? Because he know that I was real about mine, and he trusts my advice because he don't think I'm about money. He know ain't nothing free, especially this game. And motherfucker, sure, we willing to pay. But he don't want it to be about the money. Be about the money. Since he's real, he knows the situation he brought to me was involving one hoe, but the question was about having hoes, plural. So I'm talking about having hoes, but he's sharp enough to get when I'm talking about that one hoe. This is one of the reasons why you should want my fucking course. This is one of the reasons why you better get my goddamn course. Because I got game in the way I kick it. You can have it. Man, street smarts is very complimentary to a goddamn square trying to do some, you know, make moves. I'm telling you, if you got street savvy, then you include it with your intelligence as far as whatever you book smart. You're going to get a lot of shit because streets tell you to fuck the normal way, do it this way. And who knows? All you is, you're just trying to get it done. Do it have to be the book way? See, this is the reason, one of the reasons you want to fuck with my course. Because I got a lot to tell you. You got a lot to hear. You know, there's one thing about me for sure. I know about what I speak. And I never speak on what I don't know. Saying that, that shit ain't that impressive. You know, that I speak on topics that vary from politics to religion to square shit to game to international crisis to domestic violence, from education to literary composition. I mean, need I go on? Isn't it impressive that I can hold my own in all these areas and more? If you don't think so, I surely think it is. But you don't have to think that. I'm just asking, do you think that? If you don't feel secure in telling me no, there's one thing about me for sure. I know what I speak about. And never, ever speaking what I don't know. Shit. My thing is this. I'm real. Nothing about me is fake. Not one thing. I'm gone.